News Talk 1620 WTAW. Business at the last College Station City Council meeting included giving the group that's putting together the Fun for All playground next to Central Park a $500,000 shot in the arm. Get caught up on the progress of the Fun for All playground from Lisa Aldrich.
It was really great to finally get to the point where the city council was approving the transfer of funds from College Station Rotary and College Station New Lions. We've been collecting funds along with Kiwanis for several years to go towards our playground. And we have collected enough to begin phase one. And yet we still had to come with agreement with the city so we could hand over our money for them to spend on the playground.
For those who are not familiar, because you brought up this has been a project that's been in the works for a while, what is the Fun for All playground?
The Fun for All playground is a place where every one of us can go and be outside and do things with our families. And when you say playground, a lot of people think, oh, a swing set and a slide. This is 4.5 acres with room to grow, but 4.5 acres to begin. And we will have a splash pad. We'll have swings for everybody, all ages, and even a wheelchair swing so that folks in a wheelchair can go and be with their family and swing. There'll be swings with backs, so people like me that have had a stroke or an aneurysm or have balance issues can go swing because that's a wonderful therapy. There's going to be a veterans area that will have specially designed things and equipment for those that may be in a wheelchair or not have a limb, and that doesn't necessarily just mean veterans, but they will be designed towards veterans. There's going to be an aromatherapy area, a sensory area, because sometimes some of us just need, even when we're out playing, a quiet place to go kind of hang out and get away from everybody and all the noise and everybody running around. There's going to be, oh, and I'm real excited because it's the Carolyn and John David Crow Field will be kind of a centerpiece. Looks a little bit like Kyle Field, but the really great thing about it, not only can we house events there, but the turf's a pounded synthetic turf. So have you ever heard of beat baseball, Bill?
Yes.
They'll be able to play beat baseball there on that field, which is a baseball game for blind folks. And I want to say kids, but it's not just kids. We'll be able to set up for soccer, for those with disabilities to play some soccer. There are so many ways we'll be able to use that field for gatherings for those with special needs and then for other things in our community, but everybody can go. Because if you're in a wheelchair, you'll be able to get all around this area. There aren't going to be curbs that you're thinking, how am I going to jump that? And the whole family can go. I have a friend, he's in a wheelchair, the daddy's in a wheelchair, and he can take his toddlers to the playground. So it's kind of, can you tell I'm excited?
Well, that's why you're a part of this.
Yes, sir, it is.
And all this is going to be incorporated in the Central Park area.
It is. When, it's funny, the Lions Club and the Rotary Club in College Station both had gone to the city saying, hey, can we do something that meets different needs in our community, in our park system? And I think it's kind of cool that everybody went at the same time and was talking to the city. And the city said, well, you know what? We'll give you the land. Y'all raise the money. And that's what we've been working on. And I think it's going to be really nice when people can actually see things happening, which is beginning. We're getting ready to break ground because then it's not just a bunch of people talking about what is going to happen someday. We'll be able to actually see it happening and have those first phases complete.
And that's the significance of what happened at the last College Station Council meeting, not only releasing the money that's been contributed so far, but if I read the paperwork correctly, the city's contributing $500,000.
They are. And that has helped with some of this groundwork there are things you don't think about. Parking lots, curbs, that moving the flagpole that's in that area right now, the big tall one where they put the tree at Christmas, it's moving across the street. There are things that they will be doing there. And another important thing with the city of College Station is they will be doing maintenance on this park as it evolves. But I must stress, the funds, majority of the $3.5 million we need, are being raised in the private sector. We already have 6 different groups or individuals that have contributed $100,000 or more. One of those being Coach Blair Charities. His Coach Blair Charities is for Special Olympics. Well, this playground affects those families before, during, and after their Special Olympic time. So Coach Blair has always been very interested in seeing this happen for his kids. And so one of the $100,000 donors is Coach Blair Charities, and he's also donated towards the John David and Carolyn Crow Field. It's 4,444, because, you know, John David's number was 44, and Gary's favorite number is 4, so it just worked. That's another group that has gotten involved and has continued to stay involved in developing this playground.
If you just joined us, you're listening to an update regarding the new Fun for All playground that's going to be built next to Central Park and College Station. More information online at funforallplaygroundbcs.com. Here's more from Lisa Aldrich.
I was really excited because Guarantee Bank, I don't know if you heard anything about the Guarantee Gives Back, the social media campaign they did around Christmas. That not only raised their donation, because, of course, Bryan College Station won for our playground, but it raised awareness in our community, and other people have wanted to get involved. Alan Honda has just committed, and they are now a bronze sponsor on the playground, which is $10,000 or more. Smith Dairy Queens has stepped up. So we're starting to see more businesses also realize the importance of this in our community. And so they're stepping up and helping us get to our goal, because, yes, we have our $1 million to start the first phase. We still got $2.5 million to go.
And what will the first phase do?
The first phase will have our splash pad water zone, which actually Sue Lee was the first $100,000 donor, and she pledged that money over a 3-year period, and in honor of her daughter, who is still living with her and is part of her life. The other parts that will be involved in that, there'll be a swing area that will have a wheelchair swing, some of the back swings, some partner swings, different kinds of swings that, again, all sorts of different folks can use, both for health benefits or just to be able to swing together. There will also there be a large, I think it's 5 to 12 year old play area, just playground equipment. And again, this will be equipment that healthy children can use, but also those that might have some trouble getting on your normal playground equipment. So a family can actually go play there together. It'll have the sidewalk access. People don't realize how hard it is to go to the playground and just get around. Can you tell I'm excited, Bill?
I'm looking over at the website, funforallplaygroundbcs.com. It has all sorts of images on what the completed project's going to look like, and has all the information that you need to learn more about not only the playground, but also how to contribute towards it.
I just wanted to tell you that part of what you heard the city council do, what that allows us to do, is within 2 weeks, we'll be putting this out for bid. That's cool, too, because we've been kind of wishing we'd been doing that a year ago. But we'll put it out for bid. And so, God willing, and the creek don't rise, we're going to start and physically break ground on this playground in June.
And then how long is the expected construction for phase one?
It'll take a couple of months, because we will also be doing some groundwork for electrical throughout, those types of things that you can't kind of just do an area. You kind of have to plan for the whole big picture.
And we have visited off the air when the groundbreaking takes place and the construction gets going. That really sends a signal, particularly because the location on the freeway where people are going to recognize something is going on out there. And And by that, then there'll be additional awareness about what's happening.
Yes. And there are many other businesses and groups that are looking for ways to be involved. So please, if anybody, we need everybody's help. This isn't just a club or a business or a city. This will affect folks in our entire region. Because let's face it, that location at Central Park, Navasota, there are parts of Navasota that are closer than the far reaches of Bryan. There are lots of folks around us that will be able to use this park. And every one of us either have someone in our family, are personally affected, know someone. Every one of us knows someone that has a special need, whether it be autism, Down syndrome, a physical disability. Me, my brain blew up. I had that bleeding aneurysm. I had to learn to walk and talk again. There are so many of us that will be affected, and our families and our friends will be affected by having this available to them. And you know what? Those of you that aren't, the few of you that don't know anybody, you can help us and contribute to it just because you're blessed not to need it.
Again, the website to learn more, and that includes how to make a contribution, funforallplaygroundbcs.com. Or, Lisa says,
yeah, you're welcome to call me personally, 979-777-0146, because I'll either be able to help you figure out what you want to do or get you with somebody that knows more than I do. And there are plenty of those folks.
Thanks again to Lisa Aldridge for the update regarding the Fun for All playground that'll be built next to College Station's Central Park. You heard the update regarding fundraising. You heard the update about going out for bids on Phase 1 in a couple of weeks. And Lisa mentioning that groundbreaking could be taking place in June. More online at funforallplaygroundbcs.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.